takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it. Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
What? Raise 10 nothing. Vegan.
The Imaginary Radio Show with the Imaginary Radio Show players. In tonight's episode, we're featuring Brian O.
On my own show, when they leave, I record myself. And I'm funny.
Alicia.
Burn.
Brian M.
Because when you understand.
Oh, yes.
Sherry.
Where are your sawed-off shotguns when you need them?
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
My front left tire.
Yes. Mm.
It has a slow leak.
You should get that changed.
Yeah, no, I will. I haven't had time.
How slow is it? I might have a slow leak.
Well, here you go.
Define slow.
It seemed pretty low about 2 weeks ago. So I went and I had the air filled up. And I, you know, could be just normal, whatever. I didn't know, you know, it was actually going to go down again. So at the end of the week, end of the work week on Friday, I drive, I look, I'm like, oh, shoot, it's low again. So I went and I got air. And I was meaning to call the place where I got the tires to see if they could plug it or if they can replace it or whatever. I don't know. I don't even know if I have a warranty. Like, I have no idea.
I don't think so.
I don't know. But anyway, I didn't get around to it. So it was like, oh, crap. Here we go again. So now it's 4 days later. And the tire's down. So like each week the tire is getting like it's taking a shorter period of time
to go down.
Yeah. To go down.
You might want to get that changed. You don't want to flex.
So I have like my own little spot at this gas station because there's not many that have the little air thing.
I asked him if he was renting out the little parking spot.
I go in there. I spend a dollar. I fill up one tire. And that's it. And you know what? Like there's so much extra air. Like I can say, hey guys, anybody else need air? Like, you know.
Surprised you didn't ask for change.
Fill up your head a little bit.
I'm gonna get that tire fixed.
No, you should because you're gonna blow out.
Yep, that's where I said.
That's where you were. Yeah, I changed a tire in the winter. I was driving home from work, and I was just so tired. Just wanted to get home. It was like the middle of winter. It wasn't snowing. It wasn't raining.
It was bitter
freezing.
Cold. Yeah, I hate that.
It was that cold, bitter, just go right through your wind. And I'm like, I just can't wait to get home and go to bed. So I'm driving home, and there's a car on the side of the road. And you just see a person, like, waving.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, okay, pull over. And then another guy pulls behind me. I'm like, oh, great, we'll double team this. Whatever the problem is, we'll get it done. You know, because if it ain't a flat tire, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Hopefully this guy that pulled over is a mechanic. You know what I mean? But at least we're both... So I get out of the car. He's behind me. So I start walking up to him, you know, which is, you know, obviously in line for the car because we had passed it, you know, a little while before. And he gets out of the car. He looks at me. He's like, are you going to go help? I'm like, yeah. He's like, all right, great, bye. And he goes. And I'm like, I can't be mad at him because he did the right thing. But I'm like, how am I going to do this? You know what I mean? Okay, I hope it's a flat tire. So I get up to the car. These two people were old.
Oh,
I mean, like, old. 90s.
Wow.
Like, I'm surprised they were driving. And they just, like, and it was the wife that was outside. I mean, almost, there was no shoulder. There was barely a shoulder enough to fit this car.
Oh.
So she's almost in the road when she was waving people down. So I'm like, come here. Move over here. So I said, get out of the car. I said, go in my car, sit in my car, turn the heat on. I said, here, sit in my car, I'll change the tire for you. It was a flat tire.
Okay.
It was a flat tire. I said, sit in my car, I'm going to change the flat for you, turn the heat on, don't worry about nothing, you'll be out of here in a little bit.
Right? So the husband was where?
He was in the car.
Your car or their
car? No, it was in their car. Like, he was sitting there.
So why did you send the wife to you?
No, they both went. I sent both in the car. So you both go in there and just sit. You know, the guy wanted to help him. Don't get out of here.
Yeah.
You know, and we were very, very close to the highway. You didn't have a shoulder, and the flat tire was on the side of the highway.
Oh,
so, like, when you bend down to do the tire, your ankles are in the lane. Like, it's bad.
Was it dark?
Oh, yeah, pitch dark. It was 2 degrees out. And I'm like, all right, changing this tire. Gonna get him out of here. Gonna get myself out. I just want to go to bed. So, first thing I do is got in the car and pull up their emergency brake. And then
and it pops out,
and the door's locked. I can't unlock the door. Now I'm stuck in their car.
What?
Because the car was old. The car was like an 85 Oldsmobile Buick kind of situation. Chevy, whatever. And so it was old. So everything's broken in it. And apparently the lock was broken. So now I'm in the car. I can't get out of the car. They're in my car. I'm in this car. And I'm like, oh, shit. So then, I couldn't, I had a flat tire. I was in their car. So then, I'm like, okay, what do I do? And finally, I'm yanking at the door and it finally opened up. So I took the keys out, put them in my pocket. I'm like, I ain't getting, I'm shut the door. Then we'll all be locked down.
Yeah.
So then, I go in the trunk, and sure enough, it's an old person. That jack doesn't look like it would move from the day he bought it. Oh, you open my trunk, I don't know if there's a jack in there. There's seltzer water bottles. There's clothes, there's garbage.
Yeah.
There might be a jack underneath there, but theirs is still in the little holder and everything, all nice, nice.
Like mine.
Like, by the way, here's
it. Wow, mine's not even in the holder.
Oh my God, I mean, just right perfectly, like the day
shiny.
It was. And I'm telling you, the car was 20 years old if it was a day. So I'm like, oh good, I knew it. Perfect, this is great. I lift it up, there's the donut. And it actually had air in it. That was my next fear. I'm thinking to myself, this donut's not going to have air.
Did you have a donut or anything? Well,
I had the penny, it wouldn't fit. Yeah. But I'm just like, all right, good. We got the jack, we got the donut, everything's fine. Meanwhile, cars are just zipping by. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to die. These two are going to live another 15 years. Until they're 100, I'm going to get hit by a car. Because they're going to hit me first, and then they're going to make it like slow, you know, stop to my car.
Was it Wednesday?
No, it wasn't Wednesday.
Fine.
Then I was fine. So then, so I'm like, all right, I got to call cops. I need somebody.
Traffic control.
This is bad. Yeah. It was really bad. Like, you're really going to get killed. So I call the cops. I said, listen, just send a cop car over here. I don't know if I called that or whatever town I was in. I knew what town I was in. Just listen, just get. I guess they probably called 911.
Because how do you know what the number
is? It was an interstate. So I needed a state cop to come. So just get a cop over here so he can whatever. So, and I'm getting everything out of the trunk, getting everything ready. Cop pulls up. So the cop comes. He parks behind me, puts his lights on so nobody hits us. And then he comes out. I explain the situation. There's two old people in my car. They're just staying warm. I just got to get this tire changed. He's like, all right, let's go.
Can he help you?
He can't. He's not allowed to.
Oh, no.
Because he gets down and then I grab his gun.
Right.
So he's just like, listen, I can't help you. And I understood.
Right.
And he's like, I'll just hold the flashlight. You know what I mean? So he kind of angled his car out a little bit, and he held the flashlight. So I'm like, okay, here we go. No problem. That's fine. I'll do it. It's a one perk job anyway. That's fine. So then I'm trying to get the I don't know what it was. It was like a plastic covering on top of where the lug nuts were.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
It was some sort of weird plastic thing, and I can't see in the dark. Even with the flashlight. I mean, it wasn't like it was bright.
That's a decorative thing.
Yeah, it's a decorative thing. And then I'm like, how do you get, there's a lock to get it off. I'm like, I don't know how to get this off. And then the cop, his exact words, God bless him, just ripped the f***ing thing off. I'm like, okay. Officer said I can do it. And I just ripped it right off. I mean, there's nothing cosmetic about this car. He was like, we were all going to die.
Yeah.
Because even the cop's like, you got to hurry up. This is not good.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know. She's like, ripped the f***ing off. I'm like, yes, officer. I ripped it off. Change the tire.
Meanwhile, he's writing a ticket to you.
So then finally get it done. Everything's done. Boom, boom, boom. I take the stuff. I ain't putting it back in nice.
Yeah.
Right in the trunk. Maybe they have a son that can fix it. I don't care. Because the cop's like, okay, hurry up, let's go. It's like a pit crew. Like, hurry up, let's go. Let's get off the side of the road. So we're, you know, bad. So I run into my car. I said, okay, you're ready to go. Go ahead. Out you go. Go in your car. Nice. Bye-bye. I wave. I get in my car. And I'm just like, I ain't going to get out of here. I'm just going to go driving home. What a day. Everything's fine. Can't feel my hands.
Yeah.
It's so cold outside. And then, so I'm driving. And then you see in my rearview mirror, I'm about a couple miles at this point. It's a cop. And I'm like, cop. It's no big deal. You know, we're speeding. And I watch the cop, and he's driving up to every car. You can kind of see it in the rearview mirror. It's like he's speeding up, looking at a car, and then going past it. So they're looking for a bad guy. So I'm like, now I'm going to be in the middle of a high-speed chase, because it's going to be the guy behind me.
Yeah.
And then as soon as the cop sees him, he's going to speed up and slam into me or something. Or it's going to be the guy in front of me.
Yeah.
Which one's the bad guy? Because at this point, I know something else has to happen, because it's me. So I'm like,
maybe you're the bad guy.
Maybe. So then I was like, okay, here he comes. I'm like, whatever. I'm just going to slow down. I get in the right lane and slow down. He can take a look at me. I didn't do it. And you keep going and go look at the other people. So you see him two cars back. He stops. He looks. One car back. He stops. He looks. He goes to me and looks. His eyes light up. He's like, pull over, pull over, pull over.
Was it your cop?
And I'm like, what did I do? What did I do? You know, which is fine. You just pull over. You find out with maybe it's somebody that looked like me. And like, you know, I have an alibi. I'll just go back a couple miles. Talk to the other guy. I was just there.
Or the old people.
I didn't do it. Yeah. So then he pulls me over. He comes running up to the car. I'm like, I don't know what's going on at this point. I mean, you know, the cops normally don't run up to cars. So he runs up to my car. He's like, were you the person helping the old people on the side of the road?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, yeah. He goes, do you have their keys? If he didn't catch me, they would have been, I mean, obviously the cop would have ditched up in the car. They got in the car, the flat's done, the cop's like, all right, I'm going to take you over to the gas station or whatever. And the guy, where are the keys? And he said, I don't know, we gave them to that guy that helped us. And meanwhile, I had my pocket the whole time because I almost locked myself in the thing. And the cop's I'm like, oh God, here. And I handed him the keys. And he's like, that's fucking. And he went back. And now the old people are on the side of the road and there's no cop car. And you can't see. Yeah. So now.
Wait, was this your cop or the same cop?
Yeah, he jumped. Okay. As soon as he went back, he said, okay. And they said, we don't have the keys. I think we gave the other guy's got it. So he jumped in the car. And that's why he was looking at every car.
Yeah.
I don't remember what my car looked like.
But he
yeah. knew because he was putting a flashlight in my face the whole time.
Yeah.
He looked for anybody yeah. with a baseball hat on.
Wow.
So thank God he caught me. Because yeah. I would have went home. You know what I would have done? I would have went home and put my keys on the table
uh-huh.
and then put their keys on the
yeah.
table. And then I just would have cried.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what to do. What do you do? I guess.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh my God. So then all my OCDs got me. I'm like, they're dead. Because they're on the side of the road now, and there's going to be a massive accident because I had the keys in my pocket. So the cop, boom, he's out of there. He's jumping over the, you know, the center divider and going the other way. I have to go to the next exit. I turn around,
oh,
I drive all the way back, and then I see the cop made it back with them. I'm like, okay, good. At least the cop's there. So I'm like, now the cop's gonna get killed because you know now there's gonna be the massive accident. Now there's, I'm like, I just felt bad because I had the stupid keys in my pocket. So I go down the next exit. I turn around, and then by the time I got back on the road where we were, everybody was gone.
Oh, yeah. When was this?
Oh God, it was maybe a year ago or 2 years ago.
I can't
ago.
Believe you never told us.
Yeah, no, it's just you know one of those things you just yeah. do, and then, but that was the funny part of it. Was when,
oh my. God.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say, like, they didn't know how to, like, they had
yeah.
it in a parking brake or something like that.
Yeah,
know?
No, no.
I thought you were going to say, like, either you had left your wallet there somehow, or they were like, here's $100.
I thought about going home, and if I would have went home
oh.
and took those keys out of my pocket, I just,
terrible.
I probably just would have, I wouldn't know, I'm like, oh, God,
yeah.
thank God he caught me.
Oh,
my God, that was, you know, I was gone.
Yeah.
As soon as you got on the road, doing 60 miles an hour. It's not like
yeah.
you're stopping at stoplights. So he got in the car and just booked.
Oh,
and I can't believe he found me.
Oh, my God.
Thank goodness.
But I'm like, why am I getting pulled over?
What well, he didn't put his lights on or anything, though, right?
Oh, you know, he had his lights
oh,
on and everything like that because he was going to every... Because he had to drive
oh,
around
yeah.
in the dark.
Wow.
You know, well, it was night. I'm not in the dark, but with the street lights on.
Yeah.
So he had to weave in and out of cars, look for the crazy person with the hat on.
Probably all the other cars around you said, that's the bad
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You were the bad guy.
I was. I couldn't believe it. He was like, you pull over. I'm like... You picked me? I'm like, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I don't know, I didn't do it. I have a perfect alibi.
And you did do it.
Yeah, and yeah, it turns out I did do it in the long run. That was your story.
Oh,
whoa.
Great.
Yeah.
I love it.
That was awesome.
What you give is what you get. Yeah.
Please keep in touch with the show via email at imaginaryradio@optonline.net and look us up on Facebook. Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.